brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So me and my wife, we make a pretty good income. Combined, we make about $500,000 a year.
Wow. Way to go.
Thank you. No, so, mostly her. So a few years back, I invested basically everything that I have into this business. It's a franchise business that I bought into. And, you know, it's been struggling for quite some time. But I wanted to know how I could separate myself from the business and all those sort of things. Because right now, I'm really, you know, feeding from my bank account into the business bank account.
So your business is losing money.
Correct.
It's not profitable.
How much money?
Correct.
And for how long?
So I think all in from origination, I'm probably $800,000 in the hole.
So what is the belief that this is going to turn?
We had hurdles mainly because we had a manager that was not showing up and like employees not doing the jobs. And it was really difficult because I no longer live in the area of where the business is. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't just hop in. And what I've done is I've revamped operations, specifically, working with the entire team, having weekly calls, all these sort of things to establish that, cadence.
What kind of business is this?
It's a franchise. It's a fitness industry.
Okay. And did you lose money last month?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you keep doing this?
that's a great question. Initially when I went and trying to buy into the franchise,
no, I'm talking about from today forward, what is your hope? What is your belief that causes you to keep doing this? I understand there's things in the past that are not replicated, but you either need someone to shake you out of your denial and say, sell the stupid thing, or you need to tell me that there's a real reason you can see a light at the end of the tunnel that is not an oncoming train, other than I just think it's going to get better because I have a feeling.
Mm. Gotcha. So I have considered selling it. I'm actually, I have listed it for sale.
Hey, Muhammad, answer my question. Why do you think this is going to get better?
Well, because I've seen the numbers go up in the past month or two.
Okay, so there is a trend line in losses, and the lines are getting ready to cross, and you're actually going to be even or profitable soon. Is that a true statement?
That is a true statement. I think I'm about three months away from being hitting break even or profit.
Okay, that's a valid logical reason to keep going. Okay, that's what I was trying to get at. Because I've lost $800,000. I had some hurdles. The thing is, in another location, I can't. I'm having to tighten up. Now, when it starts making money,
I still have more questions though. Okay. Because you're $800,000
gone
in the red. So you just breaking even on my side of the table. I'm still like, okay, but that's not profitable. That's just you not losing money. It's not breaking even because you haven't gotten back the $800,000.
Well, it is breaking even monthly.
Monthly.
Well, it's not burning more cash. That's the problem. We don't have a burn rate anymore.
Sure, but how long until we're starting to actually be profitable, not just month over month, but in the big picture?
Okay,
that's a lot.
All right, let me ask it this way. What is your plan 12 months from now with this thing?
I'm hoping to sell it by the end of this year.
Okay. So we're going to try to get it up where it's not in the red and then get it sold, because in another city, it's not been a fun experience, and we're just going to write off the experiences. Ouch.
Right.
Okay. Because you're probably not going to get $800,000 for it, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you're going to take a loss and move on. But I didn't mean to beat you up. I'm just trying to get in there with you because I do all this entrepreneurial leadership stuff with these small business people, and I love small business people, but this sounded like a nightmare, and it has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a nightmare from the get-go.
Yeah.
We had a lot of hurdles due to...
So what is it you're wanting to separate to protect? It sounds like you're afraid somebody's going to come after you personally over something that's going on with the business. Is there a loan on it?
Yeah, there's a loan on it.
Okay, how much of a loan do you have on it?
About 520.
Yikes.
How much do you think you're going to get for it?
I'm hoping to get 600 just to kind of get rid of that. I mean, 500 would be fine too.
Okay. And I assume this is like an SBA loan or something like that that you signed personally.
Yes, sir.
Ouch. Okay. You can't protect yourself from that. You signed it personally. That makes you personally liable. All of your personal assets and future income is exposed until you clear this. So it is absolutely vital that you get this thing sold and get this monkey off your back, okay?
Yep.
There's not a risk management tool that will handle this. It's after the fact. You can't buy fire insurance after the fire. So you've signed personally. You took out a $520,000 credit card, and you can't get away from it until you pay it off. And so you didn't take out a credit card. I understand that. But I'm saying that's exactly the same thing. It's a personal liability on this loan, and your income and anything you own or anything that has your name on it is exposed until you get this paid off. And so, yes, I would try to get that thing as profitable as I could, as quick as I could, and get it sold as fast as I can. I want this thing out of your life for a whole bunch of reasons. 520 of them, 1,000 of them to be exact.
But, Dave, talk about sunk cost fallacy, because I feel like that's at play in many ways when you've just put so much money into a deal.
That's what I was fishing around. I was trying to figure out if that's what he was doing. So sunk cost is, I don't want to, he's not doing that because he's got a $520,000 loan he's trying to clear.
Yeah.
So, but let's say he had put $800,000 cash in this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which he might have in addition to
that. I was going to ask if that's in addition to
tell,
but we didn't.
But anyway, whatever, she put $400,000 in it, whatever it is. And you have to, sunk cost is you're trying to recoup something from the past and you're not giving an accurate view on the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you avoid sunk cost analysis, and you can do this with your personal items as well, is if I had that same amount of money today in my pocket, so let's say you could sell that, let's say you owned a business completely separate from this discussion, and, or anything, you had an own investment, let's call it that, that you have $200,000 invested in, but you can sell it for $100,000 a day. If you had $100,000 sitting in the middle of the table, would you buy it today? Lord, no, it's awful. Well, then sell it today. But I got $200 in it. You're not going to get the $200 back because it's awful. So that's sunk cost analysis. You're worried about the $200 you put into it while ignoring what you project the future to be.
Right.
You do your decisions based on what you project the future to be, not what the past was, not what you've got in it. It's what you think it's going to do from here. That's your decision-making paradigm. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.